to welcome some young guests into studio, and fair play to them. Even though it's a hot day and they don't have school, they've all worn their uniforms, which is very nice of them. And they're all pupils from Manscoil Nua an Leith Ruaidhrig in Castle Gregory. And the reason they're here is that two of the teams from that school in Castle Gregory have won prizes in the prestigious competition held in Dublin called the Eco UNESCO Young Environmentalist Awards. So a warm welcome to them all. We have Avonlea Lyne, Claire Dowling, Emily Heisman, Carla Qualter, if I'm saying it right, and Imogen Murphy. And have I forgotten anybody now in the middle of all that?
No,
I've got all the names right, have I? Okay, so Ava, I might start with you because you're the closest to me. So which, I know you're in two teams and each team won an award. Which team are you with?
I'm with Eco Empire, so we kind of focused on the problems on land. So okay. We fundraised over $3,500 and we got a polytunnel in the school, which we are now growing our vegetables organically in. And then we also created an outdoor classroom.
Wow, that's fantastic. And Claire's beside you there. Are you in the same team as Ava?
Yeah, I'm also in Eco Empire. Okay. We've also planted over 3,000 trees in a 2.5-acre land behind the school.
Sorry, how many trees?
3,000.
You planted 3,000 trees. So what did you kind of have to do, first of all? What was the instructions in order to win an award? What did they tell you they wanted to see?
So they wanted to see, like, how we were benefiting...
your environment.
Yeah. So many different groups did so many different things, but we decided to focus on the land and trying to plant as many trees as we could because we are a small school and we had the space, and we wanted to incorporate, like, outdoor learning. So that's why we started with the outdoor classroom, and we've planted, like, a willow arch that it's not... so that it's sheltered a small bit because of the wind in West Kerry, and we just want to try and be outside more instead of being inside all the time.
So, Ava, have you actually had classes outdoors?
Yeah, we've had a few classes like geography and ag science, like learning about the soil and the different things. And the hawthorn hedge kind of creates like a barrier from the weather, so we can all sit down on our little tree stumps and be learning outside. We also created a remembrance orchard because sadly a third year passed away due to a short illness a few months ago. So we decided to grow apple trees to like involve not only our school but just the wider community as well. And we did that in our tree planting day where we planted the 3,000 trees. We got not only our school involved but the local primary school, and just everyone in the community was welcome to join us as well.
My goodness. And did you do all that during school hours, yeah?
Yeah, we did all of it during school hours, and we also had the public come in and help us. So we hosted a tree planting day where all of the students in the school came out and we all planted. So we'd plant the trees and bark mulch, and we got cardboard from the local spare because it's like a natural... kills the weeds, like, and everyone came in and helped, and that's when we planted all the trees.
Brilliant. And are one of the other girls here involved in that project as well?
No.
Okay, so I have Carla and Emily here, and which, Emily, you might tell me what project were you involved in, because he also won an award.
Yeah, we did. We won the Marine Life Award, so we're the Habitat Heroes, and our project focuses on marine conservation and marine life. So what we did was we wanted to raise awareness for everyone to show like how important it is to keep our coasts clean and everything. So what we did was we made a documentary, and we interviewed three people. We interviewed Dr. Katie O'Dwyer. She's a taxidermist, and she finds dead birds that have died in like from pollution. So, and then she shows them to people to raise awareness from that. And we interviewed Louise Overy. She's a marine biologist, and she's working with the Angel Shark Project. And we also interviewed Hugh Roberts, and he's one of our teachers, and he is a member of the Maharees Conservation Association, and they're doing a project on seagrass to plant it around the Maharees. That's where I'm from. So they're linking in with NUIG and the Smithsonian Institute and the University of Maryland in America. So that's great. So we did our documentary, and we realized that our audience for that was mostly older people. So we also wanted to be inclusive and include the younger people, because they're going to be our future. So we wanted to teach them about sustainability and to keep our coasts clean. So we made a children's book called Nelly to the Rescue, and everybody loved that, and that was great. And I actually sent two to Australia for my cousins. So it's not only raising awareness here, it's also raising awareness around the world. And we live close to the Gaeltacht, so we were thinking that if kids from there got their hands on one of our books, that it would be easier for them to read it if it was in Irish. So we decided to translate it into Irish. So we're
practicing your language skills as well.
Yeah, so we're all inclusive now to everyone, and we're hopeful that we're raising awareness to all age groups, from the documentary to the children's book. So
my goodness, yeah. Carly, you worked very hard at this, obviously. Did you enjoy the whole process?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I enjoyed getting to go to Dublin and getting to see all the other young people who also care about the environment.
Yeah, and I mean, what a big deal for the school to win not one but two awards. Which one did you win?
We won the Marine Life Award.
And yourselves, girls, you won the...
We won Eco-Community Development.
And were you all there at the ceremony?
Yeah.
There must have been an almighty cheer. So you went up and the whole shebang and everything. Yeah. Carla, can I just ask you, do you think the whole involvement in it has made you more aware of the environment, or would you have been very conscious of looking after the beautiful environment around you anyway?
I definitely think it has made us more aware, because going to Dublin, there was 104 projects there, so that covered like a whole load of issues that we maybe wouldn't have known about or thought about before.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to learn from the other people's projects, so...
Yeah, so there was that element to it. And did you do any cleaning up of beaches or anything like that?
Tell us
about that.
We did two beach cleans as well, which, you know, we filmed our documentary about that. We took the younger years in our class out, and we collected like 6 bags of rubbish, and we donated a lot of the rubbish to our art teacher to reuse.
My goodness.
Yeah.
That's that. And what kind of stuff were you picking up off the beach? Lots of plastic bottles and that?
Lots of plastic bottles and sweet wrappers and, you know, netting. And there was big rubbish and big plastic bags that we couldn't remove, so we got onto the council.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that they would help us remove it soon. So
yeah, it's fantastic. And as you said, a lot of this was done during school hours, girls, was it?
Yeah, most of it was done during school hours, as we wanted to include everyone, as it's such a big project and we are a small school. But we hope that if every school, like our school only has about 160 students and we've planted 3,000 trees, but we hope that in the 720 secondary schools that are in Ireland, that if everyone hosted a tree planting day like we did, that we would account for 10% of Ireland's figure to help with their pledge to plant 22,000 trees by 2025.
And it's so important, isn't it, that we plant more trees?
Yeah, it definitely is, because it's not only good for us, but just the whole environment altogether, like our native species. We planted the trees, and there's native natterjack toads, and there's just, we've seen herring, and just the wildlife enjoys it as well. And it's just absorbing all the CO2 that we're producing. And yeah.
So planting trees is important. And do you think, just to come back to you, Emily, are people your age, you're all what, around 15, 16?
15, yeah.
Are you all really into the, you know, the whole green idea and the environment and all of that?
Yeah, I think we are, you know, because in school we do most of our subjects inside, like you wouldn't have a subject outside. So when we came into TY, we got into ag science with our teacher, and she introduced us to the YEA. So, and we were very on board for it because it was a new project, and it was really exciting because it was something different. You know, we never really thought about the environment like in that type of way. So we did the project, and it was ongoing the whole year. We started in like November or something, all the way until May, just when we went up into the final. So yeah, I think it's really great that we've done it, and I think, yeah, being green is the best way
to be.
It's
the way to go.
Yeah.
Because it's your planet. I mean, you're the people who are going to be around to look after the planet in the years to come as well. So I believe your teacher out there was a great help, was she?
Yeah, she definitely was.
Yeah. Acid,
really.
Yeah. Mr. Acid.
The way. We have to give her a big shout out. She wouldn't come on the radio. She's too shy. But she's listening nearby, and I know she's incredibly proud of you, as are your teachers, your other teachers, and your parents as well. So did you just get the award, or did you get anything else with it?
We also got individual certs as well for each team member, but it also wasn't just the team members who helped, like it was our whole class and the school that helped us.
The whole school came on board
together.
Yeah,
it couldn't have just happened between us. We needed the school behind us, like, and we couldn't have gone to Dublin without them.
Yeah, so that's the great thing about being a small school. You all kind of unite and get behind the collective effort. So what's the plan now? Has school broken up for the summer?
Yeah, school has broken up.
Yeah.
But we have great plans for September to try and... Well, we want to get more classes outside and really put our outdoor classroom to use and see if we can get an alternative for the winter. So maybe put a sheltered roof on it or something so that we're still outside and that we're not inside. But
yeah. Well, I gave you all a little Radio Kerry hat. So for the winter now, you can all wear your Radio Kerry beanies while out in the outdoor classroom. Listen, girls, warmest congratulations. Fantastic achievement for one small school in Kerry to win two national environmentalist awards. Incredible going. Well done, all of you. And thank you for... you thought your school holidays were had started. You to put on the uniform for coming into Radio Kerry. And a lovely uniform it is too. So thanks for going to all that effort and have a great summer, girls.
Thank you very much.
So I'm just going to give them all a shout out again, all the names. Avonlea Lyon, Claire Dowling, Emily...
Heisman,
Carla Qualter, am I saying it right? And Imogen Murphy, who's here in studio with us as well. Delighted to have you too, Imogen. And not forgetting, of course, Miss Plenner Hassett, who's as proud as punch out there. All from Manscull Nua on Leith Ruaig in Castle Gregory. Winners of two major prizes in the Eco-UNESCO Young Environmentalists Awards. Fair play to all involved. We'll take a break, folks. Lots more still